The following podcast is a Green Fresh Media production.
Hello, everybody. It is us, Worth the Hype, and we are back for, you guessed it, another banger. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Sarah, and we are both so excited for today's episode. So welcome or welcome back. But today, we are talking all things wellness with an amazing influencer, Trinity Tondelier. She's really popped off this past year on TikTok as, you know, that girl with the aesthetic morning routine.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, she's just one of those influencers that makes you want to get your life together. So we're both really excited to talk to her and give you the scoop on all things wellness with Trinity.
Yes, I'm so excited to record the episode and also for you guys to hear it because it is going to be, like we said, a banger. But other than that, you guys know we always like to start this the episodes off on a good note. So Sarah, tell me one good thing that happened to you this past week.
This last week was Canadian Thanksgiving, so that was probably the highlight of my week. We went up to the cottage with my cousins, aunts, uncles, brought the dog up. It was really nice to just have that family time, especially after COVID. You know, all the holidays felt kind of fake, so this was really nice to be able to actually spend the holidays together, get the good food, the good vibes, family time, good wine, and just take the weekend to decompress, relax, and get my mind off of school and everything. But how about you?
That is honestly iconic. I have to say that Thanksgiving also was the highlight of my week because, okay, if you are OG listeners and you've been listening since last year, you know that in our fall episode, I literally talked about how much I love Thanksgiving food. Like, I love it so much. It is my favorite food holiday. So I am so happy. My one good thing, actually, I'm going to say two, but that I got to eat all the yummy Thanksgiving food. And like Sarah said, spend time with family. Like, it's always nice. Holidays over COVID did feel fake. And now they're real. They are back, hopefully to stay. But also, if you follow us on Instagram, which you obviously should be at this point, it's at Worth the Hype Podcast, you'll know that on Monday, I went antique shopping, which was super fun. I went with my mom and my sister, and I actually ended up picking up like a really cute gold antique candle holder. It's like a bubble candle holder, and it's for like those tall candles. I just thought it was so cute, and yeah, I think I said and 15 times during that, but that is my two good things that happened this week. One last thing that I don't know if we officially mentioned on the podcast, but we are now officially a part of a podcast network called Green Fresh Media, and we are so excited to be a part of this journey.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's going to be great. We are surrounded by a ton of really amazing other podcasters, and just the team in general is a lot of awesome individuals and like-minded individuals, so we're really excited about that. But who cares about us? Without further ado, let's bring in Trinity and let's get this episode started.
We are so excited to introduce you to Trinity Tondelier. She is a wellness, lifestyle, and fashion content creator who is also the host of the Wellness Cafe podcast and is absolutely killing the game right now. Trinity, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're amazing since we popped on this call.
Yes, so excited that you're here. So we always start off with a little question to bring the good vibes, and we ask, what's one good thing that happened to you this week?
Okay, I love that because I always start my podcast with something I'm grateful for this week, just to start on a positive note. So I love that. But this week is actually a really good week to ask me that because I just found out that I'm moving to Vancouver in 2 weeks. So that is something I know. That's something that I've been really excited for and working towards for a while. And all of a sudden it just happened really fast. So I'm very, very excited for that.
Okay. Oh, Vancouver is literally amazing. My favorite city ever. And that's my goal, is to get there. So maybe I'll see you there. Gosh.
Hopefully. Yes.
That's so much fun. That's amazing. Okay. So we know a little bit about you, and our audience probably knows a bit about you too, but tell us who you are, what you do, and how you got to where you are today.
Perfect. So my name is Trin Tondelier. I'm 21 years old from Edmonton, Alberta, but soon that will be changing. I am a lifestyle and wellness content creator. I'm also the host of the Wellness Cafe, like you guys said. I live with my boyfriend, Brody. We've been together for 6 years since I was 14 years old. That's so funny. And I'm a full-time content creator. I love hot girl walks and Aritzia biker shorts. That pretty much sums it up.
Amazing.
I love that. Okay, super random, but Jen and I were, so we make like a little slideshow for every episode and we always like put a color on it. Mm-hmm. And we both instantly thought of like that Aritzia coral. Like that,
the
like,
orange, you know, the like orange.
Yeah. Does anyone ever tell you that orange is like your color, like that they associate it with your brand?
Like, no, but I feel like that makes sense to me because I'm obsessed with the orange heart. Like that's like my first use in my emojis all the time. And yeah, the orange matching Aritzia sweatsuit. I post a ton in that. So it makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Like literally I hated orange before you literally started posting it. I'm like, okay, orange is not that bad. Like orange is okay.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I definitely got into orange like this summer too. It wasn't always a thing.
Fun. Okay. That's really random, but we just wanted to know. But on, you know, the real note here, we want to talk about all things wellness. That's what you do. And first off, we want to talk about routines because Jen and I both feel like routines are super, super crucial in like just finding the best version of yourself. And we know that you post like morning routines and stuff like that. So what routines do you prioritize in your life? Like that could be a morning and night routine, but it also could be like a self-reflection, self-care, grocery restocking. Which routines do you prioritize?
So I'm very vocal about this on my podcast that the routines I have in my life now, I haven't always prioritized, and learning to take care of myself is something that I've been working towards like the past 3 or 4 years. So the main reason I do this is for my mental health, because I used to struggle like with being a lot sadder than I am now and anxiety. So all these routines that are important in my day are mostly for my mental health. Like physical health is great too, but I mainly do them to feel good. So the routines that I implement now are mainly for mental health over physical health, but obviously both are great. So like I said, I like to practice gratitude at some point in my morning, whether that be the 5-minute journal or just like taking a moment to think about all the things I'm grateful for, because I definitely used to be more negative. And I feel like that is something, practicing gratitude, I got from my mom. And that's something that has made me train my mind to just be more positive and see the brighter side of things instead of always being negative. And then I like to work out mostly for the endorphin rush that I get from it. Honestly, just sets me up to have such a positive day and just feel great going into my day. So I like to do morning workouts rather than at the nighttime, just so I get set up for the day with some kind of movement. It's always different. I always switch it up, but right now I'm going to F45 every morning. And then I also like to get some fresh air so that like that also makes me happy. It's just like little things for my mental health that really are my essential routines in the morning for my mental health. And then if I have time, like I'll journal and stuff like that, but it's like fresh air, gratitude, workout. And then I also just make sure that I start my day with a clear space. Like if I left anything out, I like to just clean up and start the day with like a clean space. And then it's a clean mind. We have an endorphin rush from my workout, fresh air, like I'm good to go.
For sure. Do you feel like at this point you've perfected your own morning routine?
No, I feel like like I said, I haven't always even had good routines and taking care of myself. So I feel like I'm every day, I'm always learning to take care of myself more. And I'm definitely like not perfect with it. Like I said, some days I don't even do like my 5-minute journal. Like it's all kind of different. And I feel like you can always be improving. And if you don't want to improve, like, why would you want to like stay stagnant, you know?
Yes. Yes.
So I feel like it's definitely not perfect, but we're getting there each day.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love that. And I feel like also an important thing with routines is having flexibility within them as well. Like not every morning you're going to be able to complete all the things you'd like to do that for your routine. So I think that that's also important, being able to not beat yourself up when you're not able to do everything. But I think that routines are so, so important. Like to me, I would say I have a really similar routine to what you just described, but I feel like having those routines has helped my overall well-being in so many ways, like productivity, having a clear headspace. How do you feel like these routines have helped you in your overall well-being? Wow, I can't speak English today, guys.
That's like a tongue, that's a tongue twister. Yeah. That is a tongue twister. Well, yeah, like I said, I used to, honestly, like in high school, I did struggle with like depression and I didn't clean my room. I didn't mm-hmm. take care of myself. I didn't work out. So it's just like small things, honestly, just like putting my clothes away instead of throwing them on the ground after I try them on. And it's like slowly just incorporating those small habits one at a time kind of all together impacted my mental health. So like I used to have the most disgusting room and my car, especially because I like lived out of my car in high school. I was like the friend that had that gross car. And so
but
now
you also
just, like,
were the friend that had everything in it that you could ever need.
Yeah, that's true. If you needed anything at all, I could find it somewhere back there. But yeah, just learning how to take care of myself, just like slow things like that. It's like hang your clothes up, put the dishes away when you're done eating, take the garbage out. It's like small things like that about cleaning my space that, I don't know, having a clean space like changes my day. And I never realized that. Mm-hmm. And it has taken a while to be able to clean up after myself and take care of my things. And then it's like working out, I tried it. Like I never used to work out as much as I do now. And now it's just like the feeling I get from it is what keeps me motivated. And it gets like addicting because I want that endorphin rush every single day. So that's how that has changed my mental health, because you literally get an endorphin rush and you feel way happier. So it's like, why would I want to skip my workout?
Yes.
if that makes sense.
Yeah. And what you were saying about like having a clean space, this is so important. I can speak to this because I am the person who, like you said, you know, you'll like try something on and you'll put it on your like chair, like the chair
chair
in your room that you throw everything on, the chair that I'm sitting on right now.
Yeah.
But I think just like you said, like little things, like having a clear space, there's nothing better than waking up in the morning and looking straight and seeing that everything is in order. And it just gives you such peace of mind. And it's, for me, like that's a huge thing for like a productive, mm-hmm. good day. If my room's a mess and I'm going to step on something as soon as I get out of bed, I'm getting back into bed and that's the end of it for me.
Yeah. Like I can't explain exactly why making my bed in the morning makes me happier, but it's like something about just getting that first task done, looking at your bed made, you're like, I can do this. I can do anything today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. I always grew up, like my parents would yell at me and be like, a clean space is a clean mind. And now I understand it. I never understood it before, but now I understand it. And I've mm-hmm. actually incorporated that into my morning routine. Like every morning I will take 10, 15 minutes to make sure my room is spotless, because if it's not, then my head isn't. So yeah. I think that's also a really important part of routines. We also want to ask you some of the questions that people sent in. So one of those was, what are some good habits that you have or have started that promote or encourage self-love?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I really like that actually, because that's obviously something we can all work at, that we have good days and bad days. But something my friends and I really try to do is like no negative talk. It's like if we catch one of us doing it, because you're all going to have your moments and slip up sometimes, like you won't like how you look when you're going out or something. If one of us catches each other doing it, we're like, no self-talk, we look great, we got this, like positive shit only. Wait, can I swear on here?
Yes.
Yeah, so we really try to like hold our friend group is really all motivated in the same way and tries to keep each other accountable when we catch each other doing stuff like that. And then you kind of become accountable on your own. If you find yourself doing it alone, it just becomes habit to be like, nope, stop, like cut it out. That's not what we're doing today. But obviously everyone has bad days and like bad self-love days. Like, and that's okay. And I feel like it's okay to feel those feelings that, you know what, some days are not going to be your best. You might feel down on yourself and that's just like being human, but just I try and like reset the next day, make my green smoothie, do my workout, go for my walk, and hopefully they'll be gone the next day.
Yeah. And what's important is also, like, it's so amazing that you have friends and, like, a good friend group that'll, like, you know, be there for you and hold you accountable as well, because, like, that's awesome. And mm-hmm. it's about those days where you don't feel your best. And like you said, the next day you make your green smoothie and you go on a walk and hopefully mm-hmm. it'll all be better. That's the most important part, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's like you could sit there and be sad and sit in it, but it's like, force yourself to get up. You're going to feel so much better. You'll feel like hot shit again. Like, everyone has bad days. Everyone gets sad. But you know what? All you can do is try your best the next day and hopefully you will feel better. It's natural to, like, feel down about yourself sometimes, but as long as you're mm-hmm. trying your best, like, that's all you can really do.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It's all about that balance. Like, this new trend, like, that girl, I think it's so interesting how it's different to everyone. And I think the most important thing is, like, the balance between allowing yourself to have those down days, but also being able to, like, snap and be like, okay, get it together, girl. But with that being said, I feel like you are the face of that girl on TikTok. Yes. So what does being that girl mean to you?
Yeah. So I feel like that trend kind of blew up unexpectedly and definitely can have a negative connotation sometimes. But I feel like it's, like, it's not that serious. No one's saying, like, you have to make everything look perfect. You have to do this. You have to do this. It's more about just, like, trying to be the best version of yourself. When I was switching my lifestyle for the better and trying to incorporate healthy habits, watching other content creators and seeing, like, oh, wait, people take care of themselves. Like, it was a concept that I honestly didn't really know, morning routines. So, like, making that content now is my version of hopefully trying to be motivating to other people. Like, it's not, I'm not saying anyone has to make everything look aesthetic and do this and do that, but it's more about just being the best version of yourself. And yeah, that's how it's, like, different to every single person, because that looks different to anyone. And that's also why I made, like, my podcast, The Wellness Cafe, is to put, like, more purpose behind, like, the short form video content, because yeah, I get it. Like, 7 seconds on a TikTok, you definitely can't, like, get the full story. Right. And as inspiring as it is and aesthetic as it is, like, that's why I like to have the podcast as a platform too now, to put more meaning behind it.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, that being said, like, you have this, like, aesthetic morning routine and, like, you know, that's so inspiring. Like, I love watching aesthetic morning routines. Like, I will just, like, mm-hmm. search it and I'll scroll and scroll and scroll. Like, it makes me so happy. And yeah, I always watch yours, to be honest, like, literally always. But is there ever times that you feel like, you know, you're, like, lazy or messy and you can't keep up with, like, that aesthetic morning routine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, of course, not everything of my life looks perfect. And, like, that's why I wanted to make the podcast, to, like, say, like, that's not what I'm trying to show, is that you always have to look perfect. It's more, like, the message behind it. Honestly, like, before I didn't take care of myself, but, like, honestly, now it brings me, like, joy to, and, like, makes me satisfied to keep my place clean. But I in no way am trying to say that you need to be aesthetic to have a morning routine. I've just always really been a creative person. My dad is an artist and I've always been around art, and I feel like that's kind of, like, my outlet of digital art, and I mixed it with my healthy habits, so it kind of just, like, really makes me happy. And I just have, like, an eye for aesthetics. Like, if you were to come watch me do my morning routine, it does not, like, it doesn't look like that. I'm just eating my breakfast, eating my smoothie, but I just have, like, a way of making it look aesthetic. I don't know if that makes sense. I just really love creatives and aesthetics, and I've always been into art. So it kind of just all blends together. And yeah, that's why I made the podcast, because I don't want to, like, feel like I'm trying to say you need to look aesthetic.
Right, right.
But does being part of this, like, wellness space and seeing the other TikTokers in your world with a similar, like, aesthetic style, productive routines type of thing, does that inspire you to be better? And, like, how has that community changed your overall well-being?
So I feel like that community, like, lifestyle routines and stuff really impacted me before, when I was trying to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle. Like, watching YouTubers' morning routines is what made me motivated, because aesthetic, like, TikTok routines weren't really a thing back then, but, like, the YouTube, like, full length aesthetic morning routine for school, you guys know what I'm talking about, but
yes.
Yeah, like, those definitely played a big part in me turning my life around and learning to take care of myself. So I feel like that's why I love to be on the other end of it now, because I know how big of a difference they made for me, and just knowing that I may be able to have that impact on others really means a lot to me. And, like, I get messages all the time saying, that my content was able to inspire others, or they've started taking care of themselves. And that really, like, honestly gets me out of bed in the morning knowing that I'm having an impact on others. And I think it's awesome that so many girls are starting to share their lifestyles well. And it's like, we all deserve to, like, take care of ourselves and be happy and be the best version of ourselves. So I love it. I'm all here for it.
I agree. And it's so nice having a community of people who feel the same way. And like you were saying before, you're like, if you just watch me do my morning routine, like, it's not, you know, aesthetic, but like,
yeah.
I think just like, it's also about like finding the little things that make you happy and that you want to like take part of. And I love seeing other people and like go off. Every time I see someone like post a cute green smoothie, I literally respond, I'm like, go off, like good for you. So I love the community, and I definitely like agree with everything that you like said. You recently moved out on your own, and now you're moving again, which is amazing. But how do you feel that affected your wellness journey, and how do you feel like it allowed you to grow into your true self?
So yeah, my boyfriend and I have actually been living on our own for 3 years now. So I'm on like the out end of it. At first, it was nothing like this. Like, yeah, our place was definitely a mess when we first were moving in together. And it takes time to live on your own, but it's also like really beautiful in its own way, like learning your new routines together and transforming your life. So living on my own has really allowed me to like tap in to like my wellness routines and like taking care of my space on my own. And it's not up to other people to take care of my space, and just being like really independent. I feel like the independence on top of it all is like what feels so amazing. And I'm really lucky because my dad is like, my grandpa is Italian and my grandma is from Belgium. So I grew up like homemade cooking all the time. So that came really naturally to me. And it was fun to like take my dad's recipes and come home and like start cooking them on my own and look, kind of take after my parents, because they're always like in the kitchen and cooking really nutritious meals. And that was a really fun part for me to move in on my own and like kind of take that from them and learn to take care of myself. I don't know. I love it. Like, I love watching the process of learning how to take care of myself into like, if you looked at year one to year three, it's like a complete difference, and it's been such a process, but it's so fun.
For sure. Oh my gosh, Jen and I are both Italian, so we get the cooking thing.
Oh, really? That's actually
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny that you said that though, because I still live at home, so does Jenna, because we go to university in Toronto, and it just doesn't make sense to move out yet. But I think that it's hindering my health, because my dad will go buy cookies and stuff that I like don't need, or I don't even like crave it, but just because it's there, I'll eat it.
Yeah,
so I'm excited to, whenever I do move out, just be able to like have my own stuff. Yeah. Space.
I share a bathroom with my sister. This is off topic. I share a bathroom with my sister, and I'm just so excited to have my own bathroom. That is what I am most excited for. Like, and like, you know, doing all the fun things. Also, like, just like decorating my own house, which is like a literal whole other topic of conversation. But
oh yeah,
that's what I'm so excited for when I finally do move out.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that will be so exciting. Yeah, moving out has been so amazing for me, and really has allowed me to, like, I feel like it's really allowed me to become the best version of myself, because it's like, it's all up to me, you know?
For sure.
Yes. It forces you to be better, but also you can control more of your life than you could before.
Exactly.
So you recently went to LA, which I love. I felt like you looked like right at home.
Thank you. I felt at home.
good. So we're gonna ask, did going to LA like make you feel like you were in your element? Were you surrounded by more like-minded people? And like, I don't know, what perspective did that give you?
Yeah, 100%. So Kate Popoy went to go meet there. We connected on Instagram like a year and a half ago, and we've kind of just like really hit it off since then in the DMs. It was a DM love story. And then like a year later, I'm flying out to LA to go stay with her. And yeah, it was amazing to be near other people who have similar interests as you, like, not to devalue my friends at home or anything, but it's definitely like, I feel like I'm always annoying them, being like, hey, can we like stop to take a picture for like 10 minutes? Or like, really, like, again? But it was fun to be near people who are like, yeah, let's stop here and then let's walk 5 meters and stop again for a new photo shoot. So it was definitely fun. And to just, Kate and I have been like creating our platforms and growing at the same rate. It's like a year ago, we were manifesting a Princess Polly brand deal together in the DMs. And then it's like, fast forward to now, we were just picking our selects together for a trip that we were going on. So it was like a really fun full circle moment to just like watch our growth together. And Kate and I, she's like really been my go-to throughout this because we've just been learning together as we go and growing at the same rate and kind of helping each other. So yeah, I was definitely in my element. It was so fun. I can't wait to go back. It was great to just like meet friends that have similar interests as you.
Yeah. And that's so amazing that you get to share your journey with like a really good friend. Yeah. That's so cool.
That's my Jenna.
Sarah.
A lot of
fun. Sarah.
We're literally on the exact same journey with the pod. But somebody wanted to ask you, what's the greatest lesson that you've learned from your journey as an influencer so far?
As an influencer, live your life for yourself, because I definitely, like, I used to have a YouTube channel and I have that typical story of like ending it in junior high because my crush found it. And it's like, it's always been a hot, I went home and deleted it so fast. And yeah, and now it's like now there. And now on the other end of like being back at it and doing something that you're passionate about and just seeing all the success that can come from it. It's like, don't hold back, do everything for you, live your life for yourself, go for your dreams. And like, there's so much potential when you start living your life for yourself and not really caring what other people think or what other people have to say. That's like my biggest message. And I say that all the time on my podcast too, because I've been on the other side of that. I've been scared to chase my dreams and go for it. But once you like get over that and give in and start living your life for yourself, there is so much potential and just like endless opportunities. And it feels amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love that message. And it's funny because we also end off our episodes asking you to leave a piece of advice or just an open floor. Like, you don't have to make it a quote or advice, but if there's anything else you want to leave for the listeners, feel free.
I feel like that's like my main piece of advice for everyone is just like, don't spend any more time thinking about a dream. Just start doing it. Go for it, because you never know what will happen. And yeah, that's my biggest advice, is just go for your dreams. Anything is possible. Make it happen for yourself and you got this.
Yes, I love that. I love that so much. And I love being surrounded by people and like connecting with you and other like-minded people. We just love, every time somebody comes on the podcast, we get a new perspective and it's just such an amazing space to be in. And you as like a newcomer to the podcast community with already an amazing platform. It's just an amazing space to be in. So we thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come chat with us. And right before you leave us, please just plug yourself. We want to know where to find you. We'll put it all in the show notes, but give it to us anyway.
Yes, of course. This was so much fun. Thank you for having me on. And you can find me on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. It's all at Trinity Tondelier, T-O-N-D-E-L-E-I-R. It's a mouthful. And my podcast is at The Wellness Cafe Pod. You can listen anywhere podcasts are found.
Amazing.
Amazing. Perfect. Like Jenna said, we'll link that all below. But anyways, guys, we hope you enjoyed the episode and loved hearing from Trinity as much as we did. Make sure you rate and review and subscribe and do all those things. But we're so excited to see you guys back next time. Bye.